Hi guys, welcome to Just Tie Up with Matthias Munene. I am your host, Matthias Munene. And let me set the scenery first. It's currently 10:24 a.m. I am drinking some tea, specifically green tea, and I am seated on my study table. No, I'm not seated on my study table. I'm seated at my study table, but like on my seat. And yeah, I'm just recording this episode as I drink this tea. So if you hear me sip something, please know it's the tea. And if I bite something, that's probably the pancakes that I made before, but I haven't tasted them because I wanna finish recording this podcast, then I will definitely eat them. But today I'm gonna talk about, like, we're gonna be answering this question of, like, why am I so hard on myself? Like, why have I been so hard on myself? And immediately I talk about that, like, someone can think about, like, being hard on myself in terms of, like, my good image and everything. That's part of being hard on myself, but, like, that's not all I want to talk about on this episode. That's a whole other episode on its own, you get. Like, that will, that can even be a series, because I struggled with that for such a long time. Still am, ish, but yeah, it's a work in progress. I hope this episode can be introspective and helpful for me and you guys. If anyone here is struggling with, like, self-criticism, maybe, or, like, being hard on themselves. And I'm gonna start, like, some personal, like, experiences. And I don't know if I should start with Kitambo or recently, but okay, recently, 2023, yeah. So 2023, I was the worst year for me. 2023 on its own will be a whole series. Like, that's a whole series, not even an episode, that's a whole series. But it was so hard on me that, like, I became, like, hard on myself. And, like, the 17-year-old child who I was in 2022 before 2023 was so happy. Okay, not happy, but, like, he wasn't so hard on himself. And that's the person that I'm working to being. Like, I'm working to being better than him. Like, let me get there, then I become better than him. Because at that time I was taking care of myself. Like, I would balance school and everything. And then, like, 2023 came and I just became so hard on myself. Like, I felt like I was a burden to my friends. And I wanted to, not only to my friends, but also to my family. Because in 2023, I got admitted twice for my mental health. That's something I'll talk about. And I've never been scared to talk about that, because I've talked about it on my TikTok. I even, like, posted vlogs from the time that I was there. But I just felt like, and then the third time that I needed admission, I wanted to get admitted again, but then I didn't want to tell my parents. I eventually did, but, like, I didn't want to, because I felt like, why am I such a burden to my family? Like, maybe my brothers are just like, oh, this guy is just going in and out of the hospital, da da da, you get? But, like, that's not the point. Like, me being hard on myself was also a contributor of me going back to the hospital, you get? Like, that's an instance where I really felt that, like, I became a burden to my family, to the people who literally brought me into this world, and people who have raised me and taken care of me. And I don't know, that just felt like yeah. And at the same time, I was feeling like I was a burden to my friends, because, like, opening up to them was kind of hard, and I felt bad because, like, why am I opening up to you guys like frequently? Like, and then at that time, like, TikTok was kind of like my safe space, and I would post like my progress on my mental health there. But then I stopped, and till date, I really haven't posted, anything about like my progress. Probably, yeah. But anyway, guys, oh my god, I have some very good news to share. Today marks 100 days. Today, like at 2 p.m. maybe, it'll mark like 100 days of me being self-harm free. So yeah, that's something I am excited for, and yeah, and I thank God, and yeah, that's, yeah, okay, back to me being hard on myself. Okay, I was saying, I haven't even posted anything, my progress, because I felt like I even became a burden to my followers, which is crazy, because, like, I feel like some people, followed me, and, because of, like, how vocal I was, because of, like, mental health and stuff, like, that's actually one of the biggest, like, reasons I went into med school. But then passions changed midway. But we'll see. I still have time, but we'll see what I'll specialize in. But right now, it's psychiatry, but looking like some place I probably, but it's not like my main focus right now. But yeah, I was saying, I felt like I became a burden to my followers, which is crazy, because that is my account, like, that's my page, like, it's, why am I being so hard on myself, Trevor? It's your page, like, not only TikToks on, like, mental health, but, like, basically, my whole content creation, like, nowadays, I've just been so hard on myself, and, like, criticizing myself, like, I am the biggest critic to myself that I know of. I really don't even think anyone else out there can talk about a detail that I've missed in my video, and I, that is in my video, and I will not have criticized it before. Like, I already know, like, when I'm posting this, I'm like, okay, this person can say this. So I'm just like criticizing myself, and oh my god, I'm being so vulnerable here, because I don't know why I'm being so vulnerable here. But I hope you guys are enjoying so far the yapping. But it's gotten to a point where I'm scared to even, like, post content. And okay, let me give you another scenario. I got some PR from a shop that deals with mirrors and LED lights and just, like, lights in general. I got some PR, and I was paid the money that I was supposed to, what's it called, create the content. Like, I was already paid, like, I got paid. And I remember I even, like, gave her a discount. I was just like, oh, you know. And I gave her, like, a discount, because, like, I was like, okay, she's friends with my friends, so, yeah, let me just give her a discount. So I gave her a discount, like, Aka Lipa, and I posted content, like, 2 videos. No, I posted 3, and I was supposed to post 4, but I actually did post 4, but then the 2 that I posted later, like, the last 2 that I posted, I criticized them, because I felt like the first one ate, the second one ate, but then, like, the 3rd and 4th was just so, oh my god. I just deleted them after, like, an hour. I just made them private after, like, an hour, because I was like, okay, will people like this? Like, I just criticized myself, and I realized, stop being so hard on yourself. And it's something so hard. Like, it's so hard to stop being hard on myself, which is crazy, because, like, I just need to learn to, like, let everything be. Like, let everything be. And, oh my god. Thinking about it just makes me wanna be like, Trevor, why are you so hard on yourself? Oh, like I'm being hard on myself right now as I'm recording this. I'm like, will I really post this episode? I've even taken like a short break. Maybe you guys will get where I've like repeated. But like, I was just like, okay, wow, do I wanna talk about this? Like, but I'm like, yeah, I'll talk about this and I will post this episode. So yeah, another instance where I felt like I was hard on myself. I won't get in depth as much with this one, but like I'll just talk about it. And it's struggling with like my insecurities. Okay, so if you're listening to this, you probably know like what's up, like who I date, you definitely know. And for the longest time, like, okay, I know this isn't something that I should be talking about here because it's gonna make me sound like I'm spoiled and not appreciative, but like, please, guys, currently, right now, I am appreciative, but back then, I wasn't. So please, please, please understand. Back then, I was not appreciative, but right now, it's become a flex from an insecurity. So I randomly got like a growth spurt where I literally went from like 5'9" to 6 foot in pop. Like I was growing like two. I don't even know how to explain it, but like I was just getting taller. And at the time, I really wanted to get into a relationship, and with the demographic that I am in, like let's be real, like Nairobi doesn't have a lot of tall. Okay, yeah, like at the time I felt like I had to be with a taller person, and it was hard. And I remember I would sit down and scrunch my back, like kind of like fold my, I don't know if it makes sense, but like I'd try to make myself smaller when I should in fact be proud of myself. Like that's something I can talk about here, and like I'm proud of it. Like it's no longer like my insecurity anymore. Like right now, being tall is like a flex. I'm like, oh yeah, period. Like yeah. But like at the time, it felt like I was conditioned to believe that, oh my God, you know, I'm not talking about this so much, 'cause like maybe one day someone may listen to my podcast to this episode, and it's someone who I don't want them to, you know a lot of things about. But yeah, at that time I was conditioned to believe that like I needed like a taller name. So I was finding attractive like partners, but then someone's height was just like throwing me off. But then that's not a big deal right now, because that was just bringing like heteronormativity plus being hard on my, the heteronormativity that I was bringing into my head was making me get hard on, like become hard on myself. Like that was the root cause of that, the heteronormativity, like that I was bringing into my head. That was the root cause of my of being hard on myself, of my height insecurity. But I'm glad I moved past that, and right now I am so confident in my head. It even got to a point where like when I'm talking to someone like online, and they say, oh, let's meet up, the first thing I'd say is, and you should know I'm like tall as hell, so like oh my God, I don't know. Let me just stop talking about it, because like the more I talk about it, I'm just criticizing myself, and I'm like, ah, oh, what will people think? But I hope you guys don't. Okay. Yeah, that's my own experience, guys. And another thing was my weight. So last year, 2023, oh my god, 2023 has just been so crazy. But like 2023, I went through the most traumatic breakup that I have ever, or like will ever. I don't even believe there's anyone else who can beat that. What happened? I am, oh god, wow. But when I got into that breakup, I developed an ED. Yeah, I developed an eating disorder, and at first it was, okay, I don't want to say, because at that time it was undiagnosed, but right now that it's already like, yeah, I can say that I developed it. But like at that time, it started with like overeating. Like I was binge eating all the time. Like, and I was binge eating on like unhealthy food. Like, you know, there's that binge eating where you can decide to eat like fruits and stuff. No, like I was binging on fries and just everything, and that really like made me gain weight. And like gaining weight isn't a bad thing, but like it made me become unhealthy. Like I wasn't fit anymore. Like I'd walk up like 4 flights of stairs and I'd be panting like a dog all my days. And some day later after the breakup, now I see the twink standards, let me just say the twink standards that have been placed. No one has placed them, but like they're just there. It's like the unspoken rules, like they're just these standards, but like no one is talking about, but they're there, you get. So there's that like twink standard, and like I realized like, oh my god, I'm not like, you know, fitting the standard, and I became so hard on myself. And you see, overeating came from being so hard on myself, like after the breakup. And then now that I've gained weight, I don't know, I hope you can see how like being hard on yourself leads you to destructive habits. I don't know, I hope you can get. And I decided like I need to, you know, lose weight, and that's it. That's someone who's already struggling with binging. Now I have to find a way to reduce weight. So I decided to, oh my god, I won't get in depth because I'll have a whole episode on this. But like after that, I became bulimic. Like now, months after like binging, it just became like the bulimic version of like binging. I won't say what it is, but you can research. And after I became bulimic, that's when I knew I needed help, and I told my mom, and at that time she already knew that I was struggling. And like I just went to my, you know, therapist, and you know, talked about this, and I got a dietitian. Let's just say right, currently I'm in recovery and it's going good. I am making home cooked meals that are good, you know, high protein. I'm just trying to build like a good relationship with food currently. And my parent is so supportive. Nikki Pika, I take a photo and I send it. I'm like, wow, I'm a time na Pika, and I am video call, and yeah, like Anona, like, oh wow, damn, my son, yeah. So that's like, my mom has really been like so supportive, and that made me like ask myself, if my mom is so supportive, like, and she's not me, then why the fuck was I criticizing myself like so much, like back then? Like, why was I being so hard on myself? Like, Why did I feel like I was a burden to my friends and to my family? And you know something, when you feel like you're a burden, that's when it's so hard for people to hang out with you. Like, when you're hard on yourself, it will be so hard for your friends because, okay, I see you are attractive, okay, like, oh my god, now what name do I use? Okay, so person X and I are standing. Person X is my friend. Person X says they don't feel good about themselves, da 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 da. And I know for a fact that person X is so attractive. And person X starts talking so bad about themselves. Sio ile light at the, oh, you know, I just don't feel good today. It's ile crazy, like, hating themselves. And at that point, I'm just like, wow, what the fuck do I say? Like, should I tell him and, like, no, you're hot, and, like, maybe, like, invalidate, like, what he or she is saying? Or should I, like, say yes? And then if I say, like, okay, yeah, you've gotten, like, that's gonna make me, like, a bad friend. So, like, in my head, I'm just like, oh, my God, what the fuck should I do? Like, we're going out with someone and you don't want to interact with, well, not because you are like an introvert, that's totally okay, but simply because you are so hard on yourself. Like, you think, oh, like, maybe you did like something on like your makeup, or like you wore like the jacket that had a stain, and you're thinking, oh, someone will notice that. Most of the time, people don't even notice until you draw their attention to them. Okay, let's give an instance. Maybe you have like some old worn out shoes, and not even like super worn out, but like you feel like they're old and worn out. And you go out to them, and no one, the whole night, no one will notice. But then later on, you're talking to someone, and you tell them, oh my god, never mind my shoes, da da da. Now that's when I will look at your shoes, like, stop being hard on yourself, because, like, oh my god, I don't know if you're getting, oh, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, let's all stop being so hard on ourselves, like, oh, okay, I really, really hope people are getting, and being hard on ourselves, like, as I said, has like an impact on like our mental health, because you see, being hard on myself literally brought about like a whole freaking ED and not just one. So that impacted me so badly, and oh my god, talking about it. That's just, yeah. Oh, it also brought about, okay, I can't say my depression and, can I be vulnerable? Maybe, but like not in this episode, maybe. I'll be talking about like my mental health in another episode. But yeah, oh my god, it really impacted my mental health. And yeah, oh my god. Let me just talk about something else. Yeah, and another thing that like can make you be hard on yourself is like comparison. If you compare yourself with other people, and I feel like for this I'll give a very quick and simple fix. I'll give a simple situation and I'll give a fix for that situation. Okay, you're just on your phone. You know, you're from criticizing yourself. I want you to see how being hard on yourself leads to a lot of things. Or you aren't even criticizing yourself. You're okay. And then you're scrolling on your phone and you see something like maybe like some TikTok, and someone's body just it, or you know, someone's lifestyle is just so good, and you're like, wow, why don't I have that? Like, I want it, like, what the fuck? And so I start comparing myself with this person, and when I compare myself with this person, I'm just basically being hard on myself because I am not them and I will never be them. I am me and I have the opportunity to be better. Like, okay, I don't have to be better. Like, maybe you won't reach their level, but like, you'll be better than the you that you have the power to be better than the you that you are right now. You alone are the only person who can change yourself. No matter what input people will put into changing you, or like changing your mindset, or like helping you get better, you are the only one who will help and just be a better version of yourself, you get. So don't compare yourself, because now you've seen the post and now you're comparing yourself to that person, right? And you're like, why don't I have that? Da, 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 da. And it just sends you down this whole spiraling scenario where you're just thinking about a lot. Now you're overthinking, you become anxious, you become sad. All that just because you were too hard on yourself. Oh my God. It's okay to be a bit like hard on yourself, you know, that self-criticism is okay, but like, don't be too hard on yourself, baby, okay? Like, oh my God. Yeah, I'm saying this because I am also working towards like not being so hard on myself. Like, I feel like I have worked a bit and I am better, but like, I am working towards being like easy, like, stop being hard on myself. Yeah, but like, you see, you've seen that post and now you're hard on yourself. And what do you decide to do? You decide to, you know, if it's something like about like the body, you just start, you know, it sends you down an ED. If it's like about like someone's lifestyle, you can do a lot to get that lifestyle, like, and that a lot doesn't have to be good things, it will be bad things you get to get that quick and easy money. But like, one thing we have to understand is that the universe gives us what we want at our own time, like when you are ready, because it won't give you that if you're hard on yourself. No, like, first of all, acknowledge that I am hard on myself. Like, sit down with yourself. Okay, do this. Sit down with yourself. Now that you feel like you are being too hard on yourself, acknowledge the fact that, oh my God, Trevor, I am so hard on myself. Why are you so hard on yourself? Like, people love you, your friends support you, and no one's opinion, because people will always talk, and people have mouths, people will talk. And so whatever you do, like, whichever outcome your actions will release, people are gonna talk, regardless of positive or negative outcomes, people are gonna talk. If it's positive, they're gonna feel bad, some people are gonna be jealous, if it's negative, some people may be happy for you, and it's a, like, I don't know if you get, like, if someone has like an evil eye on you, then I'm gonna, like, something went wrong in your life, like, they'll be like celebrating and like da 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 da. But like, oh my God, I've even forgotten what I was talking about. Oh my days, I've literally stared at cars passing by, and now that has made me forget. You know what? I'll be recording this podcast and I've closed. No. Oh my God. I'll be recording this podcast at night. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. Because I tried recording it again, and I digressed, and I lost my train of thought. Oh, but I was saying, people are gonna talk, people, oh, you see? Yeah, that's funny, that shouldn't be embarrassing. Yeah, but like, people are gonna talk, and regardless of the outcome, people are gonna talk, positive or negative outcome, people are gonna talk. So, criticizing yourself with like the aim of, oh, I don't want people to think da 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 da, they are gonna think that, my dear. So just live your life. That's literally all I can tell you. Live your life and learn to let go. Like, learn to let go and learn to go with the flow, and just don't be too hard on yourself. Know that time, that like, you are going through what you're going through because like the universe is getting you ready for something better. I don't know if you get, I'm not like a motivational speaker, because honestly this is like a self-improvement journey for me and for you guys, because I hope that like as you guys listen to how I have improved myself, or like the bits of advice that I'm giving you guys, you'll be able to improve yourself. Like, it's not just like a yapping podcast. Like, another thing that can cause you to be so hard on yourself is like being a perfectionist. Perfectionism is crazy. Now, this won't be, okay, it can be recently. Actually, this is the most recent one. Oh my days. Okay, so after the content creation one now. So I am doing medicine, and for me to do medicine, that must mean that I was, you know, at least like I was at least academically gifted. And growing up, I was like, you know, top of my class, I'm a second. But then I got somewhere in high school, I stopped being serious, then later nikakuwa serious. Like, I'm not talking about that era. Form 2 was just crazy. Let's not talk about that. So, yeah. But you get, like, I was top. Like, I was always the smart one. But then, joining med school, and failing my first exams was so crazy, because that made me feel so invalidated. I was like, where the fuck did I study all those years? Like, why the fuck was I being top of my class? Only to come here and just, like, fail. And that's also happened recently, this semester, actually, now. So I was reading for my CATs, and I decided to do a practice test online. And I'm doing this practice test, and I'm not getting anything. I'm getting like bits and pieces, but like, I just read the content less than 20 minutes ago. Why the fuck can't I answer this question? And like, I just immediately, I started crying. I had a breakdown. Yeah, I cry, guys. Yeah, I cry, and it's okay to cry. But like, I had an intense breakdown, and I was just like, oh my God, I really miss who I was. And like, I crave academic validation, and that is a form of perfectionism, because you want to be perfect in terms of your academics. So after breaking down, I called my friends. I was like, you know, I don't even know if this is the cause for me. Like, honestly, I can't tell my parents that, because I've told them that severally, and I was to even drop out like last year, August. It's currently March 2024. I'm still here, and I still feel that way. And I feel like it's the universal experience of all med students, but I don't get why I'm still so hard on myself. Like, oh, every med student has that time or like that week where they're like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. But like, I know that, and I'm still so hard on myself. But, and being hard on myself is so toxic, because, okay, I don't know why I want to say this, but like, when I'm craving the like after such a scenario happened, let me just say that, I decided, you know what? Let me dive, like let me sink into schoolwork, like let me just push myself in schoolwork. And so that makes me obsessed with something else. Like, oh my God, I don't know if you get, but like I become a toxic like workaholic. I don't have to say schoolaholic, but like workaholic in terms, like to say if I was working, yeah, right? Like I'd become a workaholic, right? And that's just a consequence of being so hard on myself, and becoming a workaholic means I'll become disconnected from people. You see how being hard on yourself just leads to a chain reaction of like possible, you get outcomes. Yeah. And now you wanna learn how to be, how to give yourself self-kindness and self-compassion. Anytime you feel like you're being hard on yourself, I want you, if maybe like you're being hard on yourself and like you create content, I want you to go to somewhere or like you've ever posted something, and I want you to go and read a comment that told you it, or like face card. You get, like, I want you to read something that just reminds you why are you being so hard on yourself when I literally love you. You get, or like read something from someone. You don't have to read from your partner, because I personally don't believe in basing happiness off of your partner, because your partner is gonna go base your happiness off of your best friend, off of your parents, off of your siblings. You know, not all parents, because I know family can be tricky, but like obviously, even if it's like a tricky situation, there's still that one person at home who loves you and who would send you a good text that would make you feel good. You get, like, come up with that as a way of giving yourself the compassion and kindness that you deserve from inside. But you haven't seen it. You get, just please, please do that. And there are very many ways like you can, you know, give yourself like compassion and kindness. Another way, and this is for like if like the comparison, you remember what I was talking about, the comparison, you remember when I was talking about like being on social media and you're just scrolling, like scroll, like, oh my God, okay. Ugh, now I've digressed. Ugh, I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh, okay, yeah. So comparing yourself with or with someone on the internet, like give yourself a moment of compassion and kindness. And this is kinda hard to do, but like I feel like most people can manage it, but like deactivate your social media, not even for long. Not even for long. Deactivate your social media for 24 hours. You see, when a story will, you know, expire, yeah, you can deactivate or delete your app if you don't want to deactivate your account. Just for 24 hours. And those 24 hours, don't deactivate and just sit down on your bed with your laptop binging, or like on your phone binging like shows. No, you can have a moment to binge, but like I want you, in those 24 hours, I want you to do something that will keep you. I want you to be productive. I want you to, you don't have to be productive. I want you to do something. I want you to be active. I want you to, you know, make your bed. I want you to clean your room. I want you to walk around where you live. I want you to, you know, go outside, watch the sunset, watch the sunrise, watch the stars. You get, like, I don't want you to be cooped up in your own world, in your own room. Take a shower. I always say this, anytime you're feeling like overwhelmed or anything, literally just take a shower. Like, I'm not even telling you a cold shower, just like a normal shower. Like, just go and shower and just, wow. Yeah, just shower. Like, I want you to build a, you see, when you see this It Girls routine, try copying that it girl or like it boy routine during that like 24 hours you've deactivated your account. You'll give yourself so much love. Self-care gives you so much love. If you decide this Sunday evening, I am taking care of myself, it will give you so much love. Love that you didn't even know you need. And once you make it a routine, you'll realize that you don't even need validation from others, or like, you won't check, oh my God, who liked my story, who, you know, we all do that. Let's be real, but like, that time it won't be Ilea, oh, if no one likes my story, then I'm gonna delete it, like, da 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 da. No, it's like, no, it shouldn't be that way. Give yourself love, because when you give yourself love, your energy becomes attractive, and that's what people will start giving to you. You get, obviously some people are gonna be jealous, but like, that's on them, and they can fucking suck it with their jealousy, but like, that's on them. And don't give a shit about them. Just protect your energy. I'm gonna do a podcast episode on protecting our energy. So please, that's why, you know why I say this? I'm gonna do a podcast episode. So I remember, so as I listen to this podcast, I'll be like, oh, I'm supposed to, oh, yeah, you get. Yeah, so it's like, I'm planning things, because like, I just can't take my notebook and write in the middle of speaking. I feel like my thoughts are always so scattered, so I just digress and I'm lewa. Another thing that you can do to like ease the self-criticism is practicing mindfulness, or like mindful practices and self-awareness help in recognizing and challenging self-critical thoughts. Like having a time where you are alone, you're meditating, or like you're listening to music, thinking about like, you know, like you as a person, like what are the, you know, what's the progress that I've made? You know, something so slight that you realize, oh wow, I've improved at this. That's so good. Like, that will help you, like, acknowledge that. Because we don't acknowledge the tiny things. We acknowledge, I'm saying we because I am also there. Like, we acknowledge the big things, but like, the tiny things. Like, if I found something that's like so tiny, I would probably not acknowledge it as much as being somewhere. Then I find, what can I find? I find a cool charger. Like, it's not that I've stolen it. It's maybe like I'm walking in school, or like I'm at the villas at school and I see, oh, someone left their charger. There's literally no way for me to. And I've sat there for hours. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't want you guys to think I'm like, no, I don't want you guys to think I'm stealing. I'm just giving like a scenario, like where I wouldn't be appreciative of that small thing, like that big, like the charger, as much. Oh, okay, I hope you get, because I feel like nimeongea guy. I don't want the podcast to be so long. Yet again, it's gonna be long. Sorry. Another thing that you can like do is introducing cognitive behavioral techniques for managing self-criticism. And some of these techniques can be cognitive restructuring and thoughts challenging your own thoughts. Like, okay, bitch, you're saying this, but like, why the fuck? Like, you get, like, yeah, you're challenging your own thoughts. Like, that's something that you can do that will help you avoid the self-criticism. And I feel like people do that. like without knowing, you're like, oh, I have these two voices in my head. You get, there's that one voice that's telling you, oh, you're all that negatives, and there's this other voice like, oh, why the fuck are you saying that? Like, Trevor, like this is like your inner child, you get, like this is like the Trevor that like was there when I was like 8 years old, like that, or like the Trevor that was there when I was happiest in my childhood is wondering why the fuck are you get, like the Trevor maybe when I was like 3 is wondering like, oh, why the fuck are you saying that? And when I say that, I'm intoxicating this younger Trevor and healing my inner child. That's a whole other thing. That should be a series on its own. I'm saying that right now. You know, when I say it should be a series, it doesn't mean it will be like 36 episodes. No. Maybe like 2 or 3, you get. But like, that's going to be a series on its own, like healing like our inner like child. But like, that self-criticism is destroying your inner child who wants to see you thrive. That the child you were when you were like 6 had all these big dreams. And you know, at that time, like insecurities weren't like a big thing and everything. Like you weren't so hard on yourself. You were just like living, like you're going with the flow. Like you trusted your parents would take care of everything for you. Or, like your parent or your guardian would take care of like everything for you. And that's something we should try to carry in our adult world. Not like completely, because like, you know, like right now we have to think about like life and everything, but like we should learn to like let go and just go with the flow and learn to trust the process. Learn to take care of yourself. Learn that it's okay to cry. You get it? Like most of the times we engage in like self, I hope you guys notice that I'm using the word like we, because I'm also including myself there, but like most of the time we like engage in like this destructive behavior because we have a lot of like emotional baggage that we don't let out. Like sometimes it's good to cry, sometimes it's good to even watch a sad movie and make yourself cry, you know, just like let it, you know, let it out. Like, you know, you can hit something, like you get, but like you're letting it out, yeah, so you don't like end up like criticizing yourself then going into all this destructive like behaviors and stuff, you get. Now when it comes to, I had talked about like perfectionism, right? When it comes to overcoming perfectionism, it's gonna be okay, I'm gonna tell you about like setting realistic goals, embracing mistakes, but you embrace them as learning opportunities, and you celebrate progress over perfection. And like I said that, like the tiniest bit of progress that you make, celebrate it. Don't think about I didn't get here. No. Think about I did get here. You know, hope for the best, but like prepare for the worst. You get, like, hope for getting where you had said, but like prepare for not even moving or even going back. That way, you'll appreciate that tiny, 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 tiny bit of progress that you've made. You get, and if you make a mistake, don't let it, what's it called? Use that mistake as like a learning opportunity. Like, learn from the mistake. Don't be too hard on yourself about it. No, but like, oh, come message, come pesa. Oh my god. like, don't be too hard on yourself from that mistake. Take it as like an opportunity. And set realistic goals, baby. Like, stop telling yourself, oh, I will what? I need to do this money. I will be here by... No. You know, actually, the universe isn't as fast-paced as we think so. Okay. For instance, I don't know if I should give this in like a remembering like way or like a foreshadow way, but like let me use like the remembrance way. The world is, I don't know how to put this into words. Okay, let's just go back. I will talk about this some other time, about like setting like goals and stuff. I'll go in depth about like setting like realistic goals, and that's something that like I personally I am learning, because a example of a realistic goal that I have, I'm rebranding this podcast, and that means that like people who are listening to this podcast only for like, you know, like the gist, the gossip, they'll be like, oh my god, Trevor has like changed his podcast. But then there are some people who'll be like, wow, this self-improvement podcast is way better than the other one. And a realistic goal for me is, I know that I may lose listeners, but then I know that once I lose listeners, I know that some people are gonna bring more people in, because if you are improving yourself, then you'll tell someone, oh wow, you know, there's this like cool, like you get like podcast, like this like boy is just like giving us like stories about like his life, and he's just like, you know, trying to improve himself. And like, I'm not talking like these people who come here and just like motivational speakers, because like, oh, they've actually done this and this. No, I'm just a normal person who's trying to improve themselves and probably record themselves improving themselves. You get? So yeah, that's like a realistic goal for me. Like, I know I will, like, if I set an unrealistic goal, it would be, oh, maybe by the end of this month, I'll have more listeners, or like by the end of, you know, the next 6 months, I'll have more. It's okay to have that in my mind, but then hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. You get, it all comes down to hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. Still, kind of the same as celebrating progress over perfection. You get, like, I won't be so hard on myself when I see, or like when I'm giving it like my own scenarios, maybe you'll relate, or like you get yourself in like a scenario where that happened to you. You get so I won't be too hard on myself because, oh, this video like didn't do well, this, yeah, like I have set realistic goals, and I know that like not everything will go my way, and I know it's okay to say, oh, everything go your way, you know, like manifesting, da-da-da, you know, the energy, what. But let's just be real. Don't be delusional, babes. Like, don't be delusional. Ingekuwa ukweli, watu wengi sana, they hope for nini, but they don't get it. You get, a lot of people, they manifest without knowing that they're manifesting, but like, and a lot of people have hope and just, oh my days. Okay, that's a whole other episode. Another thing as I finish off is over seeking support. You know, when you realize that like, oh my God, did they just tell me? Okay, wow. Seeking support. I want you to, once you've acknowledged that you're hard on yourself, you can seek support. And sometimes it's so hard to open up to our friends, to our family. That's where the therapist, that person who doesn't know you, that person who you met and you just rant to about issues, that's their work. Call her, call him, call them, talk to them. I'm sorry. Call them, talk to them, tell them about like your self-criticism. If you have like friends who, you know, you trust, or like, you know, someone who is also like in the self-improvement journey, like, you know, someone who can help, like, call them and just tell them like, oh, you know, da 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 da, like, I've just been so hard on myself, and then maybe they'll help you. But like, a problem shared is half solved or something like that. I don't know. And don't let, this is going to be so hard, but like, don't let the cultural and societal influences like get you to be so hard on yourself. This is for like married people. Like, okay, I don't want to say married people, but like, let me give a situation of like marriage. You get like in the African community. Oh no, 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 marriage is way above our age group, right? Let's talk about something else. Piercings, tattoos, da 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 da. You get, that's the kind of stuff. Let's talk about piercings. Like in our culture and society, like Africans in Kenya, like especially the old people, like to them piercings is like, you get like something bad. And wait, no, let's not use piercings. No, let's go back to marriage. No, yeah, marriage is a far much better example, because like you, I don't think you can. Okay, no, let's just go back to marriage, because I don't want to give you blab and talk about some bullshit things. But you're supposed to, you know, as like a guy or a girl, you're supposed to marry this, I'm gonna get married, da, da, da. You know, when like that age reaches, like if you have like a cousin or a sibling and you've seen the pressure that they are getting, of course that pressure, that cultural and societal influence will make him, her, them get hard on themselves. You get like, I'll be like, oh my god, yeah, but like, why don't I have my life together? Like, you get, and like, that will make you compare yourself with other people, leading you to the comparison trap that I had talked about earlier on. Oh my god, okay, no, people, I hope, please, if you're here, if you've made it this far, text me on anywhere and just tell me. You've gotten this far, because wow, no, that would actually make me feel happy. Yeah, because I'm sorry. Yeah, don't let the beauty standards, you know, success and achievement pressure you to be so hard on yourself. That's also like cultural and societal influences. Like, there's those beauty standards and like the success rates and achievement rates of other people, don't let them like lead you to a downward spiraling of self-criticism. And so that's what I want you guys to do. Instead of self-criticizing, I want you to improve yourself. Like, you see, when you criticize yourself, you see, okay, let me give you a solution for all this. Turning self-criticism into a constructive action, or like turning destructive self-criticism into a constructive action. Okay, I've noticed. Okay, wow, I am, you know, let me talk about myself, like how I now improved. I noticed, okay, damn, I am overweight. I need help, because right now I am struggling with even like an ED. So now turning that destructive self-criticism, I was like, let me use it as motivation to eat healthier and to work out. You get that self-criticism, which I said earlier on, it's okay to criticize yourself, feel like you don't go. And don't do like destructive self-criticism. So that self-criticism is what you are gonna channel into like a constructive action. You get, like, I've seen I am not as successful as this person. What can I do? Like, I can, you know, be serious with my business, my books, my everything. You get, like, turn that self-criticism into constructive action. And the other thing that I want you to do is like to reflect and grow, and reflect on your growth. Reflect and grow. Reflect on your past. Like, I want you to reflect on your past and acknowledge that, wow, I've been so hard on myself. And then, and now I want you to turn that self-criticism into self-improvement so that you can grow. And then as you grow, you'll reflect on the growth and you'll appreciate the progress. I don't know. Is it how self-criticism was leading into like all this, like you get like bad and destructive actions? Nah, this is different. Like this, like right now, when you turn that destructive self-criticism into constructive action, it's gonna lead you to do more good things, because once you start like working out, eating healthy, you see, you're gonna start wanting to, you know, take care of your skin, you know. Automatically, when you change your diet, improve your water intake, your skin just becomes better. Let's be real. And as a med student, I am telling you that. Yeah, don't fucking argue with me. Yeah, but water, I say this, internal hydration is as important. This is like a trick I'm giving guys for like getting like clear, good skin. Internal hydration is like as important as the external, product that we put. I say external hydration, but then I was like, okay, if I say external hydration and people internalize it the way I do, I'm watasema na externally internalize adini hydrate by drinking water, you get. So the products that we put to take care of ourselves are important, like they are as important as water, you get. So once you start like working out and just like, you know, you'll start drinking more water, eating better foods, getting better skin, and sooner rather than later you'll realize, wow, I have made so much progress. Like today I acknowledged my progress, and I think I told you guys, or did I? Today is marks 100 days free of self-harm. I think I told you guys, I've just been talking here for so long. But I think I told you guys it marks like 100 days free of like self-harm. And so that's such a big milestone. As I like, I have acknowledged, and I didn't even notice it until Jana, I checked the app for, and I was like, wow, like, damn, I've made progress. And when I was checking that app, I was actually feeling down. Like, I was like, oh my God. I was so sad. Yeah, but then looking at that, it just made me think like, wow, damn, I recognized the progress that I've made and the improvement, and that just helped me so much. So yeah, that's my episode on why am I so hard on myself. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting here. Please, you can leave a voice message on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can see that when you tap my podcast page, I guess, or like the episodes list, just the podcast page. Yeah, you're supposed to see some place for like audio message. You can leave an audio message, give me your input. I'll definitely read out the responses, or you can reach out to me through any of my social media and just like, yeah, like, I don't know, yeah, listen to this. So thank you so much, and bye bye.